Hello, Pharmacy Podcast Nation. My name is Dr. Chloe Gibbons, and I am thrilled to announce that I have officially joined forces with the Pharmacy Podcast Network. The last several months of 2020 were very busy for us. We were working behind the scenes to create a brand new platform for pharmacists, pharmacy students, and pharmacy industry professionals. Our first available series is entitled The NAPLEX Podcast, the first show dedicated to helping pharmacy students prepare to take the North American Pharmacist Licensure Examination. Each episode of the podcast will provide listeners with a thorough review of pharmacology and pharmacotherapy topics that were taught during the didactic portion of pharmacy school. I will be your host, guiding you through each review, and there are 70 plus episodes for you to access while on the go. Thank you all so much for listening.
You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
So, if you don't live under a rock, you understand the world that we all live in, the pharmacy industry. Taking care of patients is paramount. It's above everything else. The safety of patients is the number one concern, the number one purpose of a pharmacist. With that come so many things that surround a patient's care, and even your consumer and client's care. And I found it really interesting that we ran into a person that's been in my network for some years now, and he came from the wholesale industry. And he introduced me to a product that is a supplement and a treatment accompanied to specific conditions that a patient may be facing. But it's just good for you overall, too, as a replenishment. We're talking today about BioLite. And I'd like to welcome back to the Pharmacy Podcast Network, Chris Ray. It's great to have you back again, Chris.
Thanks, Todd. It's always a pleasure to reach out to pharmacies and connect with you.
Absolutely. And we also have somebody very special on with us today as another guest that I'm really excited to introduce to because of your entrepreneurial background, your infectious spirit of joy, and the excitement that you're bringing to this episode, Jesslyn Roslin with BioLite. Welcome, Jesslyn.
Hello. So excited to be here. Thank you, Todd, for having us. And thank you, everybody, for listening. We are super pumped to tell you about BioLite, the IV in a bottle.
IV in a bottle. That expression and term, I immediately went out to the Google sphere and started looking up IV in a bottle, and BioLite kept popping up all over the place. Dr. Rollins, he wanted to create something special, a product that would bring IV bag home to his wife when she was going through some breast cancer. And he used his experience in the hospital tailoring IV bags, his experience with patient care and their needs to create BioLite. And this is pretty special, Jesslyn, because this is your dad, and that story is about your mom. So I can't think of a better person to kind of open us up with what is BioLite and why BioLite came to existence.
Yep. Mom and dad, you got to love them. So to give you a little bit of background on BioLite and how we came to be. So to add some color to the intro that you just gave, Todd. So here's the deal. Back in 2005, my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer. And when she was going through her chemo treatments, she was so sick and so dehydrated to the point where she literally could not keep up with her chemo treatments without getting an IV bag beforehand. Now, my dad, Dr. Rollins, who you mentioned, he happens to be an anesthesiologist and a pain specialist. He was the head of the board of directors for the anesthesiology department at Piedmont Hospital here in Atlanta. So he's a brilliant guy. And, you know, when mom was really struggling with her treatments, we were trying everything: sports drinks, children's rehydration products, powders, and nothing was working. She kept having to get an IV bag beforehand. So my dad and my oldest sister, Sarah, put their heads together and wanted to create a product that would bring the IV bag home to people when and where they needed it. And he had the exact expertise to know how to do this because, like you said, he had years of experience creating specific IV formulas that were tailored to his patient's specific needs. So he would add nutritional supplementation to their IV bags to help them with nausea, low energy, you name it. So BioLite is called the IV in a bottle because it is the first liquid supplement with the same amount of electrolytes as an IV bag, as you mentioned. Plus, there are ingredients that help clean out your liver, help with nausea, and give you a natural boost of energy without any caffeine. So yeah, I mean, we've got three flavors and it is just going incredibly well. And we're insanely excited to help as many people as we are with this incredible product.
Well, I like the metrics. I'm going to have some links in the show notes so that our pharmacist scientists out there can look into this. 40 calories, only 10 grams of sugar in comparison to leading sports drinks, which have 34 grams of sugar. And then it has vitamins, and there's no vitamins in a sports drink that I would grab that I'd want replenishment for. So I really like that the product follows your father's background, his passion, and then turning around and helping other people. And for me, I want to be helping business leaders out there that are listening right now. If you're a community pharmacy owner, you know, you'd have to schedule time with Chris to really talk about an opportunity to use this product, not only just in general, in even the athletes that are out there, but specifically for your patients that are going through different treatments that may extract or become issues, including like chemotherapy with the nausea that's coming up. So, Chris, can you kind of give some high level examples of what you've heard from pharmacists and pharmacy owners who have leveraged BioLite for their clients and patients?
Yeah, most definitely, Todd. Some of my favorite conversations are to hear how pharmacies are using their intelligence and their clinical expertise to connect BioLite to different conditions. So hydration plays such an important role in so many different conditions, whether chronic or acute. You know, you think nausea, diarrhea are side effects to a lot of our medications or OTC items that we're picking up. So some of the conditions that we're seeing it for are obviously the oncology for muscle cramps due to diabetics getting night cramps. A lot of pharmacies are saying that because of the low sugar, it's not spiking blood sugar, so diabetics are using it at night. We're seeing it for obviously GI issues, whether it be, you know, people scheduling colonoscopies and needing rehydration afterwards, or people dealing with constipation and needing hydration. Heat exposure, obviously, is probably our biggest target. You know, people, you know, coming inside after working or playing outside. Geriatric care is huge. 75% of the geriatric population suffers from dehydration. Yep. Because they lose the hormone response for that thirst urge. And that leads to obviously fatigue, confusion, arthritic conditions, some fall risk. So just a plethora of things that the pharmacies are telling us. Moms dealing with cramping, breast milk production, it's helping with that. You know, it's neat to hear all the things that they're applying.
Yeah, Todd, and kind of speaking into that, we have this thing that we do at BioLite called the morning huddle. We do it Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And to start off that morning huddle, we always lead with a customer review. Taylor, our customer experience manager, will get reviews and talk to them. And I mean, this is why we are in business, is to help people feel better. And hearing that over and over and over again, because I know Chris listed out a lot of stuff, but this is what we're hearing. And it really has been beneficial to so many different patient profiles.
I like the examples that Chris has given to us. There's a wonderful presentation that he allowed us to kind of see, and we want to share this with the listeners as well, really giving examples of the four seasons and leveraging where BioLite fits in and why. For winter and cold and flu and respiratory issues, spring, that's the allergy season, and becoming overheated. And then summer, obviously heat exhaustion and sunburn and things that can happen. And then coming back to fall and getting ready for school again, the parents out there for sports situations and kids getting back into like soccer, for example, which I was a soccer and swimmer, which I would have loved this product. And then GI illness and activities and just general. So I want to go back to Chris. Long-term care is where I entered pharmacy, long-term care specifically, and understanding how pharmacists were making an impact by doing reviews. And I know you mentioned cramping and things like that, but what has the experience been from the pharmacist and some of the feedback that they've given you based on maybe what a administrator said to them or one of their patients or even another pharmacist?
Yeah, definitely. So, as we know, the closed door long-term care space is a great opportunity for our community pharmacists to create a sustainable business, but they're competing with a lot of these big chain competitors. So we're looking to differentiate ourselves. So bringing in products like BioLite to talk about, hey, these are the pain points that your facility is dealing with, and we're hearing a substantial success story from those administrators, those nurses, nurse on staff, just saying, hey, Miss Jones was habitually dehydrated, having chronic UTIs, we're having to put her on more medication. Her dementia symptoms are getting exacerbated because of the UTIs, which is creating, behavioral issues. This product has really helped keep her stabilized, and it's helped keep her out of the hospital when her hydration's become very serious. So we're hearing stories like that. There's so many ways that hydration can impact that population and create, worse conditions, worse symptoms. And the administrators that are doing their job are looking for solutions in this area.
Jocelyn, I wanted to come back to you and really understand from your dad's point of view as a physician and somebody that was developing this. There was a mission, in hand, and obviously it was very personal to him with your mother's care. But talk to me about pain management and how opioids can become an issue for dehydration and thinking of pain management and how that ties back to the product.
Well, like Chris has told me so many times, and like Dad has told me so many times, you have a lot of opioids, you have a lot of medications that can deplete so much of what we need to survive in our bodies. Hydration, electrolytes, like a lot of that kind of can get messed up, and really your entire balance can get thrown off. And Dad really, he wasn't thinking about certain medications when he came up with this product. He was more dealing with the side effects. Okay, the chemotherapy is beating up on my wife's liver. These are the ingredients that I would put in somebody's IV bag who, potentially had Tylenol poisoning, and their liver is going into a state of shock, or their liver, with just something is beating up on it. I want to put these ingredients in an IV bag to help with that. nausea, you've got dextrose, you've got ginger root, natural herbal remedy. It really wasn't, this did not tie back to a specific medication or pill, so to say. It really was tying back to the symptoms that mom was experiencing and the nausea, the dehydration, the fatigue, all those B vitamins that are in BioLite are incredibly helpful for that. But I, like I said before, dad is absolutely brilliant. I am not nearly as brilliant as he is. I'm sure that he would have a much better answer for our intelligent listeners, but you would have to ask him personally.
Well, in the show notes too, I'm going to list the ingredients to the product as well, which was shared on several, drug specific and pharmacy specific websites, including farmhousedrug.com. So I'm excited that it's such a transparent product too. And you've welcomed people to kind of investigate and look into it. And when I look at these ingredients, I'm just like, wow, you know, vitamin B3, vitamin B5, vitamin B12, vitamin B6. And you mentioned ginger root, which helps obviously as a natural way to help nausea. So this plays right into how many countless conditions that I can think in just saturating in pharmacy over the last 17 years when I hear specifically in the geriatric world and long-term care pharmacy world. But then I'm thinking of pediatrics. I'm thinking of, parents that are concerned in giving them their kids something to help with nausea if they're going through chemotherapy. And this is just wonderful. Like I'm excited about this. I was excited about it when it was first because it was coming from Chris, and he was excited to tell me about it. But I think our listeners have an opportunity here. The pharmacy owners that are here have an opportunity to carry a product that can become a profit center as a supplement to really catering towards certain conditions that a family, that a patient may be experiencing. So I'm excited that we're promoting this and that BioLite has teamed up with the Pharmacy Podcast Network to get marketing and messaging out through audio. If you're listening and you have seen some of our Twitter or Instagram posts, this is going to lead you all back to Chris. Chris, I'm excited to have you helping to promote such a great product. I'd like to actually also suggest maybe we do some live webinars in the future for our listener base to get involved, to really drill down and ask you questions about the product and where best to use it and really getting examples for you from you too.
Yeah, most definitely. And we've put together some videos to kind of detail how we would merchandise it in the pharmacy, the conditions that we recommend it to be recommended for, also what type of provider and community relationships it can be used to develop, you know, as a tool. What we're trying to build out right now is a resource library that pharmacies can access that have white paper information on hydration. So they can take that information to their providers, their hospice care, their home health agencies, athletic directors at the high school, whoever that is that you're wanting to connect with and say, hey, by the way, I'm also doing these things in my pharmacy, MedSync, diabetic education, whatever it is, you know, BioLite could be a avenue to develop some of those relationships that you're looking to drive patient and prescription volume to your store with.
Absolutely. Excellent. And like I said, it's a good product too. It's not just something else to be selling, but I think this parallels the services and the treatments and the advice that pharmacists are naturally giving to their client patients anyway. So bravo to that. Well, I wanted to thank both of you for coming on. I want to encourage you to continue thinking of ways to develop education for our pharmacists. And Chris, stay in touch with the Pharmacy Podcast Nation so that we can get that information out. Jess Lennon, I'm so proud of you and your family and what you've done as entrepreneurs and really leading this and really getting the messaging out. This has been good information.
Absolutely. It's been such a pleasure and it's been such a joy of a ride. I mean, trying to come up with a product that brings the IV bag home to people when and where they need it has not been done before. And so by having BioLite in your pharmacy, it is really, really, really going to help people. And it is such a creative, out of the box approach that I think it is going to make a huge impact on people's health. And I'm really, really excited to work with the pharmacy partners that we are. I know Chris is as well.
Absolutely. Well, I thank you both. Like I said to our listeners, look in the show notes for contact with Chris and additional information. But I thank you both for participating in today's interview.
Totally. Thank you.
You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Nation. We were on with Chris Ray and Jesslyn Rollins from BioLite. And as always, I thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast.